Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, we got a great story, man. We've been talking about all these great stories. What the Marlins have done here at the end of the season, they are just playing some of the best baseball that they have right now. They're in Philadelphia, and Marlins manager Clayton McCullough joins us this morning. Skip, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you coming on.
Of course, Joe. Good morning to you.
Hey, you guys are flirting with getting back to 500. I got to be honest. I did not see this one coming. It's incredible that you guys have actually flirting with the Mets again here. What happened to this team? All of a sudden, you've had a lot of guys coming up, coming through, and you win 10 out of 11, including six in a row. Now 76-80 on the season.
Yeah, it's been a really fun couple of weeks, and in all honesty, the entire season, even through some of the lower points during the season, our guys have been continue to show resilience and toughness, the ability to bounce back. So for that, you know, very proud of them. And certainly right now to be playing as well as we have all year in a lot of facets, and finishing what we hope on a good note here with six regular season games left, Joe, and still,
yeah.
We still have a pulse. So that makes it even the more exciting to come to the yard this time of year.
So there's a couple things watching every game, Clayton, I really like. First of all, the minor league system did have some talent. You brought a bunch of guys up, and we've seen it. The other part, I feel like coming back next year, and I'm not. I know you still got the six games you talked about, but you're going when you meet with the front office. You go, hey guys, we got we can now play every day, and we can play against anybody. Do you feel that way when you look at Lopez and Marcy and Ramirez and Edwards and Kyle Stowers coming back, that's a core you can build around, or am I jumping the gun?
No, Joe, I think you're right. I believe we'll go into 26 with much more clarity than we had this year coming in. This was, again, a lot of young players were going to get opportunities, and that'll continue next year as well. There will be other guys that we hope are pushing to knock down the door and come up and contribute, because competition is a good thing. But do believe that over the course of the season, we've seen either those that have had a little bit of major league time take steps forwards, and some others like Marcy and Augustine Ramirez and Ronnie Enriquez, who have, kind of really come on the scene here and put themselves in position, we believe, to be, real core contributors moving forward.
You know, it's amazing too, and I heard your announcer saying it one night, and I was thinking it is, I don't know if I've ever seen guys get called up and have like a hot 2 weeks or 3 weeks. You're calling guys up and they're hitting like 400 after a week or two. Is that normal, what we saw from so many guys coming up, or is that just my imagination?
No, I think we did. We have had a big testament to our group and our minor league player development group. David Carpenter, our AAA staff, I think for them preparing them as best they can for what it's going to be like here. And when they've come up, I think maybe some of it helps. It's a youthful roster in general. A lot of them have played with each other. And maybe there's some built-in comfort of, when you come up and now your buddies are here. And there's certainly an adjustment period to the talent level and competition night to night. But I hope we've created an environment where they feel like they can come right in and be themselves and go play in a manner that they've played all year, and just understand there are probably going to be different sets of adjustments you have to make here than you haven't had to make yet.
When all the trades were made here going back, one of the biggest names was Connor Norby, who's had some injuries and stuff, but how do you feel about him now that you've had a chance to see him and going forward?
Yeah, Connor's incredibly talented, and it's unfortunate this year. It's just been very choppy in nature. The spring training injury, you know, he comes back and he got going, had the hamate fracture. He was swinging the bat well when he came back from that, the little quad thing, and he's swinging the bat well again now. And it's hard to complete, like, you know, fully put a whole lot of stock into Connor's performance this year, I think, when you have that type of choppiness. And he put some expectations on himself this year coming in that he really wanted to have a big follow-up year to what he had shown in a small sample last year. So it's a talented player that, but he got to keep pushing. He's got to get better on both sides of the ball. But I'll tell you what about this guy, Joe. He cares a lot about the right things. He's a good teammate. He works hard. He understands areas that he's got to improve upon, and he's not afraid to, you know, put in the time and the sweat to, you know, to try to get better.
Yeah. I know you've had a lot of pitchers go down and a lot of good arms that ended up getting injured and are out. But I got to tell you, if you told me next year in a make-believe world that I could go with Alcantara, Cabrera, and Perez, all throwing 97-plus every night, 1, 2, and 3, I would love it. Matter of fact, Cabrera, I think, gets a start for you tonight coming off the DL, the 15-day, huh?
Yeah, Cabrera will be back on the mound for us tonight, which we're very excited about. And you mentioned it. Our arm talent here in our organization it gets us all very excited. I mean, Ryan Weathers into that mix. Ryan's going to have a breakout year here soon. He's just too talented. He just, you know, got to find a way to some of these, you know, more fluky injuries of nature that he's had to keep him, you know, and have him make 25 or 30 starts. And Jansen Junk's had a really nice year. And we have some guys in the AAA that are coming. So you never can have enough pitching. But you mentioned it to start rotation with Sandy and how well he's thrown for the last 6 weeks. Yuri continuing to blossom. Cabrera's had a breakout year. You know, we get Ryan back, Max Meyer back, Braxton Garrett. So there's
– yeah.
It's a good collection of arms. And, you know, we're happy to have Big Eddie pitching tonight for us.
So you got Phillies, and Phillies are got other things on their mind, like one of the best teams in baseball right now, the year that they've had. But you guys, your confidence, these sweeps that you had on the West Coast earlier in the year and that you just had against a Texas team and being able to win 6 in a row again on the road is just incredible. Your confidence right now with this group, can you tell when a group's real confident besides wins, like the way things are being done, how loose they are? Because this obviously is going to be another big test for 3 games.
Yeah, this is a tough place to play. The Phillies Rob does a great job. They have a really good team, and it's built for this time of year. And they have star players. They have, you know, others that maybe are under the radar, but are very good, you know, contributors. And I think Joe can see the confidence. I'm just in guys' body language. And it's not that, you know, our guys have ever questioned their effort within, you know, games, even when we were losing, but there is a different little kind of a swagger. There's a different type of, you know, energy and bounce to everybody right now with just, you know, how we've been playing. And I think they, you know, are continuing to learn how to appreciate that this time of year, it's really about the team. It's like, just go win every pitch, you know, one pitch at a time, go try to win that one, do what's required for us as a group to have a chance to win. And, you know, you go about playing the game that way, and your own successes are usually taken care of.
Skip, Kyle Stowers ends up, looks like 117 games if I saw it right. So he missed a lot of games, and he put up some unbelievable numbers for a guy that's missed darn near a third of the season. Going forward, if there's any one guy you feel like when you sit down, like, man, I'd like to build it around this guy, would Kyle Stowers be that guy for you? Is he a guy that's got a chance to be a superstar?
Yeah, I believe so. And what he did this year, it wasn't a fluke. I mean, it was the adjustments he made were real. His ability to cover, I mean, he covered velocity, he covered secondary pitches, the power to all fields. And on top of that, Kyle has continued to grow into really one of our leaders. I think, again, Kyle wants nothing more than for us to win. And he wants to be a big part of doing that, not only with his play on the field, but his ability to help others and, you know, ensure that, you know, the group is focusing on the right things each day. So it's when you have someone that can perform at the level he's performed, but then also is willing to take on, leadership type responsibilities, that bodes very well for us and what we're doing, trying to build here.
As you know, coaches in town, professional head coaches and managers in your situation, when things aren't going well, you guys end up taking a lot of the heat. And that's why I want to tell you what you have done this year with that group, from guys going down and more guys coming up and having a game plan for everybody and the way they played, and this goes for your coaches, just been incredible. Skip, you've just done a great job. You really have. Unbelievable.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Joe.
Well, I'm guessing the owner and everybody above is going to say the same thing to you if they haven't already, but you were made for this young roster, and your mannerisms and the way, I'm guessing if you ever have to give tough love to anybody, does that happen during the year with young guys, or is it, give it to me straight here.
Yes, and I mean, I guess you're trying to, and it takes some time to get to know. I mean, doing this, you want to get to know them on their level and like build somewhat of a personal relationship. And not that we're, all friends, but still, when is it a time to put your arm around someone?
Yeah.
When do they need more of a pickup? When, this is a time you need to be challenged. Like, hey, right now it's just not, it just needs to get better. It needs to get better not only for now, but for like moving forward. And we hope that my coaching staff here is a big part of this, that we're building a culture of just, transparency and accountability for us all. And that, whatever we feel like needs to be said in a moment, we say, and want that to be coming from both ways as well. That, our players here do have a voice, and we want them to question things, and we want them to be open. And it's not always going to be perfect, but you feel like you're trying to do what you think's best in that moment in time. For the individual.
It would be the toughest job for me, and I think most people in your position, is to have to tell a young guy who's struggling, we're going to send you back down. I wouldn't be very good at it. I hate that kind of confrontation. What is that like for you?
Yeah, those aren't really great. And sometimes you can't help it. There's a move. We got guys getting healthy. And,
right, right.
A move precipitates this. And the other one is the majority of our roster this year, a lot of guys trying to like survive for the first time up here. And, they want to be able to establish themselves. And so you want to be, you're mindful of that. Like there's a lot of emotion, a lot at stake to whether you're a major league player or you're a minor league player. And how do you just try to help them get out of their own way sometimes and allow their ability to come out? And, at the end of the day, it's a very competitive world, and my job is to do what I think is right that day for us to win. While also, balancing guys that, if you believe in them and believe in the ability, they need time to get through some rough patches, to come out on the other side. Because every player, young or veteran alike, is going to go through stretches where they're struggling.
You know what? I always crack up, man. Somebody finds out they can get you out on a pitch, it seems like the word spreads throughout the league, because that's all you get, right? Even the announcer going, well, two strikes, here comes a breaking pitch on the outside, because everybody's got the game plan on you.
It is. Now, there's not many secrets, Joe, with the amount of information that is available. And, it still comes down to executing. But, yes, it's hard to hide if you're struggling with a particular pitch. There's not a lot of mercy up here, so you got to find a way to combat that and make adjustments.
Well, three with the Phillies, and then come home. Boy, I'll tell you what, this would be you're going to play these out no matter what. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with the Mets, who are just trying to hang on with a couple other teams making a little run at them. See the Reds right there with them as well, and you guys not too far behind. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, last three games of the season at home. If you're interested in going out and spending some time, they got some great great giveaways and a lot of fun stuff that's going to be going on out there. Hey, Skip, I really appreciate you coming on this morning and spending some time with us. Just a great, great story. 76-80 and have won 10 out of 11, including a whole bunch of road games, man. Amazing stuff. Thank you.
Of course, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right. Great, great stuff there. Clayton McCullough, Marlins manager, joining us this morning. That's unbelievable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Some pretty serious Dolphin stuff here with going forward and getting set for Monday Night Football and a whole bunch of things that need to get better quickly to flip things around and what this team might do and all the rest of those things that could happen. So, anyway, we'll have that for you coming up here. Look, it's not personal with me. Like, I do. I know some of you think that I don't have a problem personally with Tua. I don't think he's playing very well. And I think he's taking about seven steps backwards. And, you know, I went, all right, this is what you guys want to do. Okay, let's see how it goes. And, of course, gets a new contract and then gets injured. Okay, and I go, okay, can't, you know, he's just got to stay healthy and let's see what happens. And I was preaching that. And here we are. He's been healthy. He's got five turnovers. I'm just at a point where it's just, and I understand we don't have a top five offensive line. I get it. And we got two guys out already. We got two guys out before we finish the first game. Starting right guard and right tackle were out. Within a few plays, the guard was out, and by the end of the game, Austin Jackson was out of right tackle. So now you got other guys. I'm all for playing the young guys. I'm not going to change. Growing pains. Jonah Savainaya has got to keep playing, man. Got to play through this. Got to see everything. Got to learn everything. Got to learn games. Got to learn all the tricks that the veterans are pulling on him, and he's going to see big guys and smaller, fast guys, and there's going to be some growing pains on both sides of the football for this team. But I'm sorry, we went all in on this quarterback, and he's got to play better. He's not injured. He's out there, and it's the most important position. I get the defense not playing great. I understand that. Not playing great at all. Struggling. All the numbers across the board on this team are bad. And they did play better against Buffalo for whatever that's worth. You lost by 10 and, you know, this and that and coulda, woulda, shoulda. But, man, you watch all these games on Sunday and you realize how much, and even last night's game comes down to the fourth quarter. How do you play in the fourth quarter? Whether you're one of the best teams or in the middle of the pack or you're down low, even teams haven't won a game or won one game. You go back and you realize, hell, we make a few plays, we win the game. We're not making them. We're not making them. And I just watched the Patriots find a way to beat us, made all the plays when they needed to, And they turned it over five friggin' times against the Steelers. They gave that game away. Gave it away. Should be 2-1. And they didn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.